Where do you wanna be?
Where
Listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters. In the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet, it gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God. For all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say, Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashe. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, Conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Shemhotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi. Hotep family, hope everything was well for you today. Hope you're going to have a good day today and get a chance to do all the things that you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping, too, that the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But, of course, if it isn't and it has to get done, it must get done, it will get done because you will do it. That's right. That's right. No procrastination in you. Get it done. That's right. We need brothers and sisters that will always put forth the best effort to getting things done. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast programs. Click on that. To drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening, once again, this program, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Mondays and Wednesday, Our Story with Baba Wes Johnson and Brother Johnny out of New Orleans. Monday and Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Our Story with Baba Wes Johnson and Brother Johnny out of New Orleans. Tomorrow, Thursday, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursday, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Black Liberation Movement with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m., that's right, family. It's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Sunday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., Pinckney to Pinckney. Activist Reverend Edward Pinckney out of Benton Harbor, Michigan, on Sundays from 5 to 6. And Sunday at 7, once again, it's time for an awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Yeah. I'm very happy today, family. I'm going to read a piece to you. I'm going to play a piece to you. This afternoon. That's right. We come back from the breaks, but I'm going to be building up to that. It's a piece that was sent to me by Brother Armand, Baba Armand, and it's Ibrahim Traore's speech of a united Africa. United Africa, one Africa. He's talking about passports and currency. And it's going to be great. You're going to love it like I do. And I love it. And so leading up to that, we're going to have some substantial things that substantiate that move and why it's necessary. But y'all know, if you listen to this program and if you have a heart and a knowledge for Africa, you already know. The saying goes, you already know. Yes. All right. The Inyasasim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. August 5th. We know no limitation to our enlightened vision. We respect no hindrance and we fear no opposition. Kidi Awadu, Baba Kidi Awadu, the conscious Rasta,
I met Brother Keating in ASCAC in Detroit. Man, long time ago. He had locks. Then I seen him recently, and he had shaved his head. Brother Kitty Awad, good brother. I believe he still has his radio program. Comes out of East on Celestial Radio, yeah. Freedom can only manifest itself in those Africans who, number one, believe in ingenuity, humility, resilience, integrity, and truth of our ancestors, who believe in the inviolable and incomparable, incomparable of African people and the African person. Number two, they see the corruptive, insane, anti-African nature of Western society and cultural wasteland, and they know that it is a physical, spiritual, and psychological death trap for Africans who want to be human. And three, understand that there should not be a contradiction between what you believe, say, and do, and that a sacred connection defines the level of our humanity. Those who, one, want to create some new hybrid, colorless, acceptable, open to the European culture-minded person through the impossible blending of African with the European, or a more realistic melting of the African into the below of the European. Number two, want to be African in the usually hyphenated name only, superficially through wearing their natural hair and draping themselves in traditional attire and maybe even reading some of our classics, but whose heart and whose mind still lie in Europe. People who would properly be called safe or feel good Africans. Or three, want to use the knowledge of African traditions, our historical glories, and integrated focus, imaginative African first, and imitated African first to buttress their fragile egos so they can march into whiteness without being too psychologically damaged, and cannot help us and will not help us. Affirm, freedom manifests itself in everything that I am and whatever I do. Let me say that again. Freedom manifests itself in everything that I am and everything that I do. Ashe. August 6th, our children are the blessings of our lives. They are the living embodiment of the future. They are the future knocking at the doors of the present. They are sacred. We should define our children the way we define our religion. Excuse me, we should defend our children the way we defend our religion. Aseka Ture. One of the most interesting things about traditional African culture is that the children were involved in the legal process. Their participation was not active in a sense of making decisions, but as observers. They sat quietly as students who listened, learning about the process so that when they came of age, they would not have to find out how the legal system operates from a formal detached setting. They were first present at virtually all public judicial proceedings. Some, in special training, were even allowed to quietly sit in the back of the meeting, acquiring only a small collection of council members. And of course, as members of the community at large, they were present at the collective political and judicial debates. Our children watched and learned without interfering with the process because it was understood that they were not mature enough to think that at their level and had much to learn before they could formulate questions of worth. But we must consider the value of that now as we begin the process of re-Africanization, because our children have not been raised with an emphasis on the same communal prioritizing values as they were in traditional African society. That's for sure. This is not African society. Ashe. Affirm, I count my blessings. Ashe. Affirm, I count my blessings. Yes. The Inyasa Sim of daily revolutionary thought. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm excited about this program today. And a lot of things we're going to do today. Some of the things that we're going to do right now, we haven't done in quite a while. You know? I'll read Kwame Nkrumah. Yes, read Kwame Nkrumah. Oh, shucks, I got to go a long way here. Okay. Here's a piece by Ezra Erehome that I always like to read and haven't read this in a while, but this is a good piece here, brothers and sisters. Please listen. There is no other historical instance of a formerly enslaved people who valued integration with their former captors to the point that they would completely abandon the superior wealth of their own homeland. But the Ezra Erehome, the sovereign psyche. There is no historical instance of a formerly enslaved people who valued integration with their captors to the point where they completely abandoned the superior wealth of their own homeland. It's deep, ain't it, family? Yes, it is. Yeah. This is another piece that I like. Yeah. Okay. Sorry about this delay, family. Some of the things that I'm looking for. Yeah. Okay. That's not it. Thank you for your patience, family. I call myself being able to find this. Yeah. Thank you once again for your patience. I want to take too long. If I don't find it, I'll just leave it and I'll go on to something else. But this particular piece was very instrumental in what we're talking about today. And so if I can't find this, I'm going to be upset. Oh, here's one of them. Here we go. I have traveled across the length and breadth of Africa and have not seen one person who is a beggar, who is a thief. Such wealth that I have seen in this country, such high moral values, people were of such caliber, that I did not think that we could ever conquer this country unless we break the very backbone of this nation, which is her spiritual and cultural heritage, spiritual and cultural heritage. And therefore, I propose that we replace her old and ancient education system, her culture. For if the Africans think that all that is foreign and English is good and greater than their own, they will lose their self-esteem. their native culture, and they will become what we want them to be, a truly dominated nation, a truly dominated people. Macaulay, his address to the British Parliament, 2nd of February, 1835. Yeah. Kwame Nkrumah said, I believe strongly. This is when he, about a few years after he became the president of Ghana, and Ghana being the first country to gain its so-called freedom from the colonizer, from Britain. And Nkrumah said this, I believe strongly and sincerely that with the deep-rooted wisdom and dignity, the innate respect for humanity and human lives, the intense humanity that is our heritage, the African culture united under one federal government will emerge not just as another world block to flaunt its wealth and strength, but as a great power whose greatness is indestructible because it is built not on fear or envy and superstition, nor won at the expense of others, but founded on the hope, trust, friendship, and directed to the good of all mankind. Kwame Nkrumah, 1961 speech of freedom. Sometime later, unfortunately, said this, if we do not approach the problems in Africa with a common front and a common purpose, we shall be haggling and wrangling amongst ourselves until we are colonized again and to become the trolls of a far greater colonialism than we had suffered heretofore. Kwame Nkrumah. To be truly liberated, African people must come to know the nature of European thought and behavior in order to understand the effect the European has had on our ability to think victoriously. We must be able to separate our thoughts from European thoughts so that we can visualize a future that is not dominated by Europeans, that is demanded by an African-centered view, because we are Africans. Let me repeat, we are Africans. And because the future to which Europeans leads us is genocide. Mama Marimba Ani. I haven't read that in a while, and I always appreciate it. You know, I really do. I haven't read it. And so I'm going to now. Yes, brothers and sisters, I haven't played this in quite some time, and I want to play this because Sister Melance out of Sierra Leone, I never forget when I first heard it. I played it a lot on the program back then, and but she was so smooth and so cool. She's speaking at a TED Talk. Some of you probably have already seen it and heard the piece, but I'm gonna play this, and then I'm going to play the piece that I usually play at the break time. Yeah. Sister Melance.
One thing that keeps me puzzled, despite having studied finance and economics at the world's best universities, the following question remains unanswered. Why is it that 5,000 units of our currency is worth one unit of your currency, where we are the ones with the actual gold reserves. It's quite evident that the aid is in fact not coming from the West to Africa, but from Africa to the Western world. The Western world depends on Africa in every possible way, since alternative resources are scarce out here. So how does the West ensure that the free aid keeps coming? By systematically destabilizing the wealthiest African nations and their systems, and all that backed by huge PR campaigns, leaving the entire world under the impression that Africa is poor and dying and merely surviving on the mercy of the West. Well done, Oxfam, UNICEF, Red Cross, Life Aid, and all the other organizations that continuously run multi-million dollar advertisement campaigns depicting charity porn to sustain that image of Africa globally. Ad campaigns paid for by innocent people under the impression to help with their donations. While one hand gives under the flashing lights of cameras, the other takes in the shadows. We all know the dollar is worthless, while the euro is merely charged with German intellect and technology, and maybe some Italian pasta. How can one expect donations from nations that have so little? It's super sweet of you to come with your colored paper in exchange for our golden diamonds. But instead, you should come empty-handed, filled with integrity and honor. We want to share with you our wealth and invite you to share with us. The perception is that a healthy and thriving Africa would not disperse its resources as freely and cheaply, which is logical. Of course, it would instead sell its resources at world market prices, which in turn would destabilize and weaken Western economies established on the post-colonial free meal system. Last year, the IMF reports that 6 out of 10 of the world's fastest growing economies are in Africa, measured by their GDP growth. The French Treasury, for example, is receiving about $500 billion year in, year out. Foreign exchange reserves from African countries based on colonial debt they forced them to pay. Former French President Jacques Chirac stated in an interview recently that we have to be honest and acknowledge that a big part of the money in our banks comes precisely from the exploitation of the African continent. In 2008, he stated that without Africa, France will slide down in the rank of a third world power. This is what happens in the human world, the world we have created. Have you ever wondered how things work in nature? One would assume that in evolution, the fittest survives. However, in nature, any species that is over-hunting, over-exploiting the resources they depend on as nourishment, natural selection would sooner or later take the predator out because it offsets the balance.
Take the predator out. They deserve to be out. They deserve to be out. Yes, family. So, this is why this piece that Ibrahim Traoré, that I'm going to play for you, is so important, because it is us, it is Africa. We have all that we need. We do. We have all that we need. The only thing that we don't have, unfortunately, at this time, is our right mind. But we're going to work on that, aren't we? That's right. As I say to you every closing program, program is designed to put something on your mind. The African mind, but not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in hell don't want to pay for. That's Dr. John Henry Clark. Check this.
There is a lot of talk of late on the African continent about the fact that Africans are awaking. There is a lot of talk about the fact that we are woke. But the question that I'd like to ask you is, almost 100 years ago, a man called Marcus Garvey rose and told Africans that they must unite. Unite in their control of resources. Unite as nations. Unite their imaginations, their dreams, aspirations, and capabilities to grow in Africa and a race that will be able to self-determine and compete against other races. A man called Kwame Nkrumah came and said the same message. And another by the name of Malcolm X said the same. But the question is, after almost a century since the rise of Marcus Garvey, has Africa achieved unity? Do we control our resources? Do we unite in our aspirations, dreams? And have we elevated Africa into a continent and a race that can compete and self-determine against other races? The truth of the matter is we have failed. We have failed because we have remained divided. We've continued to work as 54 different states that continue to be subjugated. This is why the French continue to have 14 colonies on the African continent. It is why 36 African countries have got American bases and AFRICOM on their soil. It is why many African countries continue to sell their resources, their institutions, for debt to countries like China. And the question that I'm now challenging you, the woke generation, with is, what are we going to do about it? The reason we've got wars on the African continent is because we're being divided for conquest. The reason we've got sanctions on the African continent is that all the independent knowledge and education, the power to take control of our resources, can be destroyed so that Africa can continue to be colonized by our Western colonizers. This is why now we need to rise. Remember that you, the African American, with all your paper money, the greatest wealth among all black nations, only have paper money, but the true wealth is in Africa. The true wealth is the reason why Africa is under sanctions and war, the one that Europeans want to keep for themselves. You need to bring your paper money, your skill, your knowledge, your frustration back to Africa to invest it in the control of real wealth and real resources in the form of the oil, the diamonds, chrome, lithium, cassiterite, and all the other resources that the Western worlds are fighting to control in Africa. Your paper money can be leveraged into machines, skills, technology, and the knowledge that Africa needs in order to move and prosper. You, the Caribbean, with your skill, power, determination. You, the Jamaican, the first people to resist European colonialism. You, the Haitian, the very first black peoples to defeat a European army. You are the answer to Africa's problems. You, the European African, with all that you've learned and earned, the basketball player, the soccer player, the sportsman, the singer, the musician, the actor, with all your billions of dollars, are the investment that Africa needs to stop its dependency on the colonizer. It's about time that we rose. And I'm saying that Marcus Garvey's dream can be fulfilled, because when he dreamt it, not a single country, not a single African country was independent. When he dreamt it, not many black billionaires existed, if any. But today we've got black billionaires. Today the richest man in Africa is a black man. We have what it takes and the capacity that it takes to grow our continent into being a continent that can be respected, can self-determine, control its resources, control the processing of those resources, and create currencies based on those resources to be the leading economy in the world. With that, we can industrialize, grow up the technology curve, and begin to create the machinery, the tools to defend the sovereignty of this continent. And now I say it's time that we unite. We have countries like Zimbabwe under U.S. war sanctions to make it unattractive for any African to come, because Europeans are preserving it for themselves. But I'm inviting you, my African-American brother, you Africans in the diaspora, you Africans on the continent, to say, come and take advantage of the greatest reserves of lithium, chrome, gold, true wealth, land, an opportunity to develop infrastructure for us to create wealth as a people, for yourselves, for the advancement of Africa. The time to awake is now, but awakening takes action, pride, investment, development, innovation, to give our people power. This is the time.
Now's the time, family. Now's the time. Let's get busy. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. It's a good day. When I heard that piece by Ibrahim Traoré on African unity, it's what I've been saying on this program since I started it. It's what I've been saying for us as a people for, oh, I don't know. You know, I've been involved in organizations and involved in working with our community, working with our people, and love who we are, and love the concept of Africa doing things for itself and not being exploited by Europeans or anybody, Arabs, anybody, you know. So it's a good day, and I hope. Now this, you hear him in English, and of course, from my understanding, a lot of that is AI generated, and you know, but what is being said is what needs to be said. And if it is not him saying it, but it is him on the screen, it is him doing a number of things. And so I'm saying, brothers and sisters, let's roll with this. Let's seriously roll with the idea of a unified Africa. Let's seriously roll with Africans from the diaspora coming back home to Africa with skills, with resources, with abilities to build. Let's roll with this, family. Let's do all that we can so that we can lay a foundation for our future. In fact, you know, I tell you, many times, excuse me, family, I go to the Inyasa Sim, and ironically, it touches on what I'm speaking about that day. You know, it touches on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
our future. So let us begin the preparation for it to happen. Let us do all that we can to make it happen. Let us work hard with one another. Let's begin to build and trust and respect and love one another. Our future. Our children are the blessings of our lives. They are the living embodiment of the future. They are the future knocking at the doors of the present. They are sacred. We shall defend our children the way we defend our religion. Once again, Skia Tere. One of the most interesting things about traditional African culture is that children were involved in the legal process. And he talks about the narrative that they would observe conflicts and debates and so forth so they could prepare themselves. No, they were not allowed to speak unless maybe some reason why they should. But they were only there to observe. Children watched and learned without interfering with the process because it was understood that they were not mature enough to think at that level and had much to learn before they could formulate questions of worth. But we must consider the value that now, as we begin the process of re-Africanization, because our children have not been raised with the emphasis on the same communal prioritizing values that were in traditional African societies. No. In this madness, we weren't raised that way. Yeah. I think what I'll do in the next few minutes, I'll take the break so we have the whole second half of the program to listen, because it's about 20 minutes long. And and then we'll field questions and so forth. And believe me, brothers and sisters, to me, this is exciting. This is exciting that Ibrahim Traoré is making the kind of address that needs to be made of one Africa, united Africa, one passport, one currency, one economy, one Africa, dealing with all the issues collectively, all the issues instead of these territorial lines that Europeans drew up at the Berlin Conference of 1874-75, instead of doing away with all of that. Doing away with all of that. And having African countries work with one another, supporting one another. Yes, we're going to deal with South Africa, no doubt about it. They got areas in South Africa like they have here in America, like in Arkansas. They just opened up an all Caucasian city. You are not allowed. You know, and let's be real. When we tried to do that, even if we tried to do it today here in this country, we say, okay, we the majority of the people here in Detroit, whatever, and we're saying we're taking this town, we're taking this city, we're pulling our resources and we're building up in this city, it wouldn't happen. They wouldn't allow it. No, not on this story. That's why, you know, even though I went to Republic of New Africa meetings, but I understood some time ago that it would not happen. It would not happen. We weren't going to get 5 states, 2 states, a state. It wasn't going to happen.
because the Caucasian would not allow on the land that he has stolen for us to get a piece of it and to live and love freely in it. It wasn't going to happen. And we weren't going to receive any compensation for all that has happened to us. Now, the only place that I know that there was some compensation was proven in Evanston, Illinois, because they had the documentation of redlining. They had the documentation that they devalued their communities. So, but to say because of our captivity from 1619 to 1865, that we should get some compensation. Yes, we should. That's why I've been for reparations. I will always be for reparations, because to do the injustice that they have done. And believe me, you can still hear and watch and listen and read some things today that you might not have heard of or had no knowledge of, and still see how horrific, how, oh man, sickening this son of a bitch has been as it relates to us and the things that he has done. And we're not embellishing the shit. No. This is the history. This is really how it is, or how it was, or how it is. So family, this is the time. This is the time. This, at this moment in time, in our sojourn, from our mother, from the land of us historically, this is the time. And, you know, I know my brother Irv, you know, he's excited about it. We talk about it all the time. And I agree with him. We're watching it happen in real life, in real time. We're watching Africa rise. Africa is rising. And isn't it deep, family, that as long as these crackers have been on this continent stealing, pillaging, robbing, taking, there's still a lot more for us to establish ourselves on the continent as a player on this planet, as a world player. And we could be the model, not the selfish, greedy capitalism that you see in this country and in the Western world. No. As a form of governance, as a form of society that understands, if my brother is not doing well, I'm not doing well. And so I will always help my brother. I will always help the African family. He's going to say some things that will be very deep and very interesting. So, I tell you, give us a call at 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Like I said, this is a beautiful day from, as far as I'm concerned, because of the things that I have heard. You know, and the days that I look at that are monumental for us. I know this is Black August, you know, and I know on the internet they're playing that situation that happened at the dock where they was kicking them crackers' ass. That brother swimming fast, getting to the shore to help that brother out, and the old brother, you know, he threw his hat up in the air. That was the signal. Come on, y'all, let's go. Oh, Brother Irv's on. Brother Irv, how you doing, man?
Baba Oshie, I'm doing fine. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you very well, my man. Yes, sir.
Now, You said the last thing you said was about the brother that threw his hat up in the air, and
brother
came to his aid.
Sure enough,
which is just and you know what, Baba Oshi, that is just how simplistic this is. That's our revolution, our liberation is just that simplistic. We need to help each other.
Yes,
we need, like you said, I can't rise any higher than the condition of my brother. Mm-hmm. That is said on this network all the time, and I agree with that. Yeah. And that's what goes directly against the Boule type of brothers, fraternity, the
sure.
Yeah, it goes directly against the church mentality where mm-hmm. you know, how you doing, brother? I'm blessed and highly favored,
right?
But you're mm-hmm. not. It's just me. But this is an individual thing. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Mm-hmm. It's not we blessed and highly favored. I'm blessed.
Exactly.
I'm going to the others. You ain't going. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, we were born into capitalism. Mm-hmm. We didn't come from another country, and we actually did come from another continent, but the reality is we were born here and born into this greed concept. Because that's what capitalism is, basically, yes. Yes. Baba Oshi.
Oh, yeah.
Who dies with the most toys wins. Sure. Come on now. Let's keep it real. So my point is, other cultures have come. These other people have come from collective cultures. Listen. The Indian people, even the French people, they're collective.
Well,
they
say
do
this,
things
man.
As a group. Yeah. We are taught to do things individually, in this capitalism. And we feel as though, if I could just get myself together, then I'll come back and get my brother and help him. No, why don't we go together?
Mm-hmm.
We can go fast by ourselves, but we can go further together. Why don't we do that?
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a racist, when you're living amongst a psychopath, first of all, these people are psychopaths. And if you, the way that they turn the lens, Baba Oshi, and have you looking at what they want you to look at. I mean, we're talking about different things with this administration that's in, but what we're not talking about is what I look at. When you look at the cabinet makeup of this, it doesn't reflect the community that this cabinet is supposed to serve, because these people aren't serving you. They're serving themselves. And now the other people who are fighting them look so much like them. They tend, in their movement is what I'm saying. Even the American Africans who are Democrats or whatever you want to call yourself, you look just like the Republicans. Once you got in, you did exactly what they did. And now they're in, and you're trying to make, oh, they look so bad, and this is terrible. Well, you didn't do anything better. So what we have to do is, the quick fix for me, the easy fix, the one that doesn't take a college degree, is to remove yourself from the equation. Mm-hmm. That's the fix for me. I think, and even if it's wrong, we can always come back. Believe me, you come back.
Mm-hmm.
But we should. I think we should remove ourselves from the equation. And once we do that, we will see that there's a light at the end of this tunnel.
There's a bright future for us, man. It's a tremendous future for us, brother. Tremendous.
Yes.
This move is, oh man, globally changing and very serious change amongst the people of the world, and how resources will be meted out, and how societies will work, because capitalism is evil. It is evil. Right now, I read a piece that said there's about 100 of the billionaires who have so much money, they have it already in the hundreds of thousands, and some are reaching to almost $500 billion. And when a number of these folks or families, whoever, reach $1 trillion, I mean, it's going to be so whack that these folks have all this money and all these resources, and they're going to be millions of people starving, millions of people who will be destitute, millions of people, man. So, to me, us coming into the knowledge and coming into the reality of governance for ourselves is going to be a model, Brother Herb, I believe. You know, listening to these people, it's going to be a model, because it ain't going to be like I'm taking charge and all the resources, and I'm talking to European countries and other countries about the resources that they can get from us, and I'm keeping the money. I transfer money over to Swiss bank accounts and so forth. My people are starving. Mm-hmm. I'm making the little children. They can't go to school because they're working in mud and water and so forth, trying to get cobalt, trying to get, you know, whatever. Sure. Man, it's so no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So let me play this.
Really quickly before you get me off, I want to say that Burkina Faso has, from what I understand on the internet, and I have to verify if it's true, they have launched their own currency.
Right.
And Baba Oshi, that is ground. That's moving. Right. That's next level stuff. Right. I don't want to cuss. That's next level thing. Because once you print your own money that's backed by gold, nobody can touch that.
Well, that's what they're talking about. When you see this,
they're
piece
doing it
that
now.
Play,
they've
man,
launched their own money.
Yeah,
so it's already supposedly they've launched their own currency, which is hard, which is a very hard thing to do. And now, because they are over there near the BRICS, BRICS is the alternative to the dollar, which is BRICS mean it stands for Brazil, Russia, China, India, and South Africa.
And
that goes directly against the U.S. dollar. And so what's happening is you're seeing this country move different because they're not number one anymore when it comes to economics. And when people start to come together collectively, Baba Oshi, things change. And if we're going to take anything from this Caucasian, when the Caucasian comes together collectively, they get things done. And we as a people should move collectively.
Right.
We individually, I can do some things, but collectively, I can do all things. I can do all things, and I don't have to run the Bishop Bob or Reverend Neckbone.
Right. Well, this is saying
to tell me that somebody called him, and I'm gonna get it on the other side. I don't have to do that, and I say that if that's what you believe, I'm not putting you down, brother. Believe what you want, but I'm telling you, these psychopaths that we live with are trying to think of new and better ways to kill your ass.
That's for sure.
And if you think I'm lying, ride down the street at 80 miles an hour when the police pull you over, I bet you don't come up there and say, hey, how you doing, and smile, and he's going to get out the car and put your hands behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, no, we live in a dangerous society. Our lives are always threatened. These people are not playing. This ain't a game. They feel as though if we can just kill all of them, we'll be fine. But I also believe that we should fight back at every turn.
We have to defend ourselves. We must defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Because these people
poverty
want to
weapon.
Eliminate us, man. Shit, yeah. That's why,
come on, brother.
That's why this whole thing is a culmination of, you know, of receiving the gifts of the land so we can do good things. And then we got to protect it. We got to learn, and we got to come together. We got to train to protect it. We got to fight, because these folks, they don't want to give up the free things that they have gotten from us. No, but damn it, we're going to fight. That's what we got to do. We got to protect it.
There is going to be no transfer of wealth. So you can sit around here and wait for white folks to level the playing field until the cows come home.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't never seen the cows come home. They're not going to just up and say, let me give you half of this $1 trillion I got in the bank. Let me just make you level. Let me put you on my level, you American Africans, because you deserve it, because you built. Now, look, they aren't going to give you anything that you don't take. And anything that you take, like you just said, you have to protect. And if you don't know who you are, if you don't know where you're from, you don't know that you have the capacity to do that. We as African people have the capacity to do all things because we live with the universe. We're not trying to control the universe.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to command things. God is in us.
That's right.
And that's why we do so many phenomenal things. That's why we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
These people shot the nose off of statues. That's how much they understood how propaganda works.
Mm-hmm.
They would have blew the whole damn thing up if they could have. And made it disappear.
Right.
Because they understand that if people think it, they do it.
Right.
That's why they're attacking history. Baba Oshi, I'm going to stand down and let someone else talk.
All right, Brother Irv. Just stick around, my brother. We'll be right back, man. We're going to take this break.
I ain't going nowhere. I ain't got nowhere to go, man.
Oh, yeah. You're going to want to hear this piece by Ibrahim Traoré. It's on.
Let's do that.
Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network. Brothers and sisters, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll hear from the brother who's really pushing, initiating things, Brother Ibrahim Traoré out of Burkina Faso and One Africa. Ashe.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Ramsey Lewis and Earth, Wind, and Fire, Sun Goddess. That's right, a brand new day. The sun will shine on us, brothers and sisters. It's a brand new day. Oh, man. I tell you, this is, you know, let me say this, family. When Baba Armand sent it to me, and I opened it up, and I started to listen. I was like, wow. I've been waiting for an African leader, to say this, you know, and understanding that there are going to be many other Africans. And he said, there are some that are not, and I'm not going to, you know, bust them out. You know, I'm not going to do that. But eventually, the people, because of what we're going to do, the people will kick their ass out of office and put somebody in there who will make that happen. Yeah. So I tell you, it's going to be a glorious time for us, family. And I know there are some of us here in this country and other parts of the world where we are. We've been there for hundreds of years. And so we believe that, you know, for me, I believe you support it. You got to support Africa and us being in Africa and us controlling Africa and us being players in the world, because wherever you are in the diaspora, if there's some shit going down on you, you got a home. Ain't like you have nowhere to go. We're going to establish that Africa is ours. And you want to come live? You can come live. Let me just play this so we can talk about this once the video is over. Brothers and sisters, this is Ibrahim Traoré in his speech of the United Africa, one passport, one currency, one economy.
My dear brothers and sisters of Africa, I speak to you today, not just as a soldier or a president, but as a proud African son. Today, I come to announce something bold, something big, something historic. We are creating a new union. Not the same African Union we know today. No, that one has failed us in many ways. It has become too weak, too silent, and too slow. What we need now is courage. What we need is strength. What we need is action. So I present to you the Afro Union, the real United States of Africa. Let the world hear it. Let history write it. Let our children one day say, that was the day Africa became one family again. One passport, United States of Africa. From today, we begin building a single African passport. It will be called the Afro Passport. At the top, it will say, United States of Africa. And below, it will show your country of origin, for example. United States of Africa, Ghana. United States of Africa, Senegal. United States of Africa, Ethiopia. This passport will allow any African to move freely across all 54 countries. No more visa walls. No more border harassment. No more shame. We are family. How can a brother ask his sister for a visa? Any country, even America or Europe, that refuses to accept the Afro passport will be excluded from our hearts, our markets, and our future. We will say, you reject our people, we reject your politics. One economy, free trade for Africans. We are creating one strong African economy. No more borders in trade. No more taxes between African countries. No more waiting for permission from foreign powers to do business with our neighbors. Why should a farmer in Mali struggle to sell tomatoes in Niger? Why should a mechanic in Togo suffer just because the factory is in Ghana? From today, all African goods will move freely across Africa fast, easy, and tax-free. We will sell to each other first before begging others outside. One money, the Afro money, Our new currency will be called Afro Money. Say it with me, my people. Afro Money. This currency will not be printed in Paris. It will not be controlled in London. It will be ours, printed in Africa, owned by Africans, backed by African gold, oil, gas, lithium, and ideas. Each note of Afro Money will celebrate our countries. We have 54 countries, so 54 notes, each one showing the beauty, history, and culture of one African nation. Imagine holding a 20 Afro note with a picture of Rwanda, a 50 Afro note with the pyramids of Egypt, a 100 Afro note with the lions of Tanzania. This is how we celebrate each other, not fight each other. Some African leaders are not happy with this plan. I will not name them for now because I still believe in unity and diplomacy. But I say this, if you love your people, join us. If you love your country, join us. If you love Africa, then you must stand for unity. We are not asking for charity. We are asking for dignity. We are not dreaming. We are doing. Let me ask you now, do you support the Afro Union? If you believe no African should suffer, again, stand with us. We are building a new Africa, not tomorrow, not next year, but starting now. Let the wind carry our message from Cairo to Cape Town, from Dakar to Dar es Salaam. Africa is rising, and we are rising together. Afro Airlines, Fly Africa, Love Africa. My dear brothers and sisters, it is often cheaper to fly from Lagos to Paris than from Lagos to Bamako. That is not normal. That is not acceptable. So we are launching a new airline owned by all of Africa. It will be called Afro Airlines. This will be our official continental carrier with affordable tickets for every African students, workers, mothers, elders. No more 600 flights just to visit your neighbor. Afro Airlines will fly to every African capital. And do you know what the slogan will be? Fly Africa, love Africa. It will connect our people, our artists, our traders, our families. We will train African pilots. We will employ African engineers. The jobs will stay here, the money will stay here, and the pride will grow here. We are no longer going to wait for foreign airlines to carry us within our own land. Free housing, a home for every African. Now, listen carefully. No African will sleep on the street again. Not in Nairobi, not in Niamey, not in Nouakchott. We are building free, clean, modern homes for every African citizen, young and old. Every mother, every child, every elder deserves a roof above their head. We will not allow our people to sleep in poverty while our land is full of wealth. We will use African cement, African steel, African labor, and African design. We will build green cities powered by solar, cooled by trees, and protected by love. Every house will carry the spirit of Ubuntu. I am because we are. People laughed at us when we said free homes for all. Let them laugh. They laughed at Mandela. They laughed at Sankara. They laughed at Nkrumah. But we are not afraid of laughter. We are afraid of silence. We are afraid of children crying in hunger. We are afraid of losing another generation to poverty. So we say, no more, never again, shared resources from rich to poor. Africa is rich, rich in gold, rich in oil, rich in diamonds, rich in sun, rivers, soil, mines, and hearts. But ask yourself, why are our people poor? It is because our resources are stolen, mismanaged, or sold cheaply. It is because the rich stay rich and the poor stay forgotten. That is why under the Afro Union, we are creating a shared resource system. It means a percentage of oil from Nigeria will help build schools in Central Africa. A share of gold from Mali will support free hospitals in Somalia. Lithium from Zimbabwe will power energy projects in Sierra Leone. Cocoa from Cote d'Ivoire will help fund education in Sudan. We are no longer 54 separate islands. We are one body. And when the hand is strong, the leg must not suffer. We will build a social welfare system where every African gets access to free healthcare, free education, food support, pension for the elderly, help for the disabled. No one gets left behind. I know some will say this is impossible, but everything seems impossible until it is done. We are not here to repeat the old lies. We are here to build a new truth. Let me ask you again. Do you want a new airline that connects every African city? Do you want every African to live in a safe home? Do you believe our resources should help every child, not just the powerful? If your heart says yes, then say it loud. Afro Union, let the world know Africa is no longer begging. We are building, and we are building together. African Americans and the right to return. We are opening a new door of return to every African American, every Caribbean brother, every descendant of slaves in Brazil, Haiti, Jamaica, Cuba, the United States. You are welcome home. You were taken from us, but now we say, come back. We were scattered by chains, but we shall reunite by choice. Under the Afro Union, we will start a new repatriation scheme. Land will be given to those who return. Citizenship will be offered under the United States of Africa. Cultural integration centers will help them reconnect with their roots. We will listen to their stories and honor their struggle. They are not foreigners. They are not guests. They are sons and daughters of Africa, and we will not let them feel like strangers in their own ancestral home. Youth leadership, Africa's future is young. Let me now speak to the young people of Africa. The youth are not the future. They are the present. We will no longer keep our youth out of power, out of business, out of leadership. The old Africa kept them silent. The Afro Union will lift them high. We are launching youth parliaments in every country, startup grants for young African entrepreneurs, Pan-African schools to teach real history, innovation, and African pride, digital hubs in every capital, powered by our own internet. No more waiting for jobs from the West. No more living for Europe in boats of death. No more watching your talent waste. We'll give you the tools, the training, and the trust. Africa will be built by the hands of her own children. And those hands are young, strong, and full of dreams. Ending exploitation. Africa is not for sale. Now listen closely. This is important. Africa is tired. Tired of being used. Tired of foreign companies taking oil and leaving holes. Tired of signing deals we do not understand. Tired of giving gold and getting bullets in return. Under the Afro Union, all foreign deals will be reviewed. If a deal does not benefit the people it is canceled, if a company pollutes our rivers or cheats our workers, they are banned. We will say to the world, Africa is not your supermarket. We are not for sale. We welcome partners, not masters. We will start Afro resource boards where each country shares its strength. Water from Congo can help dry lands in the Sahel. Energy from Ethiopia can power factories in Benin. Timber from Gabon can help rebuild schools in Chad. We are one house. We must feed each room, not just the kitchen. Let the world know this. Africa has awakened. And this time, we are not asking for a seat at their table. We are building our own table. To our African brothers in America and Brazil, come home. To our youth tribes now. To those exploiting our land, your time is over. My people, we have spoken about our passport. We have spoken about our money. We have spoken about our homes, our youth, our skies, our lost family. But what we build today must be protected tomorrow. A house without defense is a target. A people without a voice are forgotten. A dream without action becomes dust. So today, I give you the final pillars of the Afro Union. One Afro Parliament. One Afro Defense Force. One Afro Voice, our own Pan-African media revolution. And finally, the last call, unity or nothing. Afro Parliament, a voice for the people. The Afro Union will not be run in shadows, not by secret deals, not by puppets, not by the few. We will build the Afro Parliament, a real voice, for all Africans. Every country will elect young, bold, clean leaders to represent their people. This parliament will write and pass laws that protect our unity, monitor all major African projects, punish corruption across borders, protect the rights of every African, no matter their tribe, religion, or region. For too long, our politics have divided us. But the Afro Parliament will unite us. This is not just for the elites. This is your house, your voice, your future, Afro defense, first protecting Africa, protecting peace. Let me be clear. We love peace, but we are not afraid to defend it. The time has come to protect Africa with African strength. We will create the Afro Defense Force, a united military built by soldiers from every African country. This force will defend any African country under attack, fight terrorism, rebellion, and foreign interference, protect our borders, seas, airspace, and cyberspace, stand ready to respond in days, not months. No more begging for help from France. No more foreign troops training us to obey, not protect. No more watching our leaders fall in foreign-sponsored coups. If one country is attacked, all of Africa will rise. That is how brothers behave. That is how lions protect their pride. Pan-African media, our story, our voice. Today, the world tells lies about us. They say we are poor, broken, violent, helpless. They show only war, hunger, and corruption. Why? Because we let them tell our story. That ends now. We are building Afro Media Network TV, radio, newspapers, websites, social media, all built in Africa, run by Africans telling African truths. We will show our science, our inventions, our beauty, our struggles, but also our victories, our cultures, our fashion, our music, our voices. We will teach our children in African languages with African heroes from African books. Our media will no longer brainwash us with Western dreams. It will wake us up with African pride, pushing for unity to the leaders who refuse. Now, let me speak from the heart. Some African leaders are against this union. I will not name them out of respect, out of diplomacy. But I must say to them, your fear cannot stop our future. You were elected to serve your pure plenum foreign banks, not old colonial masters, not your own greed. The people want unity. The youth are shouting for it. The ancestors are watching. To those leaders, I say, you cannot stop the sun from rising. You cannot silence the wind of change. Join us. All your people will join us without you. The final call, unity or nothing. And now I ask all of you mothers, farmers, students, soldiers, builders, thinkers, do you believe in this dream? One passport, United States of Africa, one currency, Afro money, one airline, Afro Airlines, one parliament, one defense, one powerful voice. Do you believe that no African should suffer again? Then stand up. Stand up for your children. Stand up for your ancestors. Stand up for your future. And say it with me. No African should suffer again. No African should sleep hungry. No African should be homeless. No African should die begging for a visa. We will build homes. We will protect our land. We will share our wealth. We will welcome back our stolen family. We will unite under one name, Africa. Let it be known. From now on, any country that refuses to accept the Afro passport will be excluded, even if it is America. We don't need approval. We need dignity. And dignity has no price. The promise to every child who drinks from a dirty river, to every grandmother with no medicine, to every youth without work, to every African who ever felt less forgotten or alone, I see you, I hear you, I stand with you, and I promise we will rise. Not as Burkina Faso alone, not as Nigeria alone, not as Kenya alone, but as one people, one flag, one heartbeat, one Africa. I am not afraid because I know I do not stand alone. Africa is behind me and I am behind Africa. To the world, we say, this is our time. Watch us rise. To our children, we say, you will inherit a continent, not a colony. To history, we say, we are not just surviving. We are uniting. We are building. We are winning. And to the enemies of Africa, I say, you have stolen enough. You have divided enough. Now leave us alone. We are becoming one. Afro Union begins today. The United States of Africa is no longer an idea. It is a reality, a revolution, a rebirth. Say it with me, Afro Union. Say it louder. United States of Africa. Say it forever, no African shall suffer again.
Ashe, 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 aho. Brothers and sisters, Ibrahim Traore, man, powerful. I know. That sounded great, didn't it? It sounded so good to hear. Baba Oshie,
I got a little emotional, Baba Oshie. Yeah. This is what I've been waiting for so long with to defend the homeland, to not ask for anything, to defend what we have. This man is changed, is transforming everything that is going on. Baba Oji, I don't have words for this, and I can talk, brother. I can talk to tomorrow.
But I know, man. But this guy leaves you speechless, man.
This is amazing, and it's not. And you notice what he never said.
Mm-hmm.
He never said, "I have a dream." He never said that one day.
Right.
He said now.
Now. It's happening now.
The elders, he said, the young people will take this to the next level. The young people will fight the fight. We are for counsel. Bravo, OG, this is amazing. I'm going to put this on all my platforms so that people can see that this ain't something that I've always talked about it, but doggone it, this brother made it a reality, dude. Thomas Sankara, do Lumumba, do all the ones that have come before him. He is a combination of those things. One Africa, the United States of Africa. I say. Let someone else talk.
That's
My God.
Man, isn't it beautiful? Brothers and sisters, give us a call. Let me talk to Mama Nabantu. Mama Nabantu.
Yes, greetings. Yes, I heard that earlier today. I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah.
The only thing is that we got to be careful because it's AI generated.
I know it is.
And this is a translation from what he was saying. And so if I don't see him saying it in front of a body of people, I'm a little suspicious.
Sure, I understand that. But you got to understand, too, that what he is saying, the words, just how he's saying it, is something that I think that you and my and all of us Pan-Africanists, all of us who love Africa, is what needed to be said.
I definitely believe that because it falls right into the goals of the Pan-African Fellows Movement.
Yes.
He's saying everything that we've been talking about since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that's being said is right on. So I'm just saying that the work is the action.
Sure. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, Maymoon and Picasso have been on the ground. Irritated Genie has been on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning a town hall meeting, PAFM, in October for those folks who have been on the ground to present to the community what they have learned on panel discussion. So that's what we're working on.
Because we need to hear from those who have been on the ground there. And I know that it's not what it's going to be. You know, I've seen some things, you know, and I know there's some issues within Burkina Faso in the northern area. There were some conflicts, you know, so I know this is not going to be easy, but by saying it emphatically, you can help bring it into fruition. It is the word.
Exactly.
And hopefully many people will hear the word and move
in support of it by their behavior, their direction, their actions, the things that they say, and more importantly, the things that they do move us consistently in that direction. So I'm excited. I feel right. Great.
Mm-hmm. Maimuda and Acosta and the other 8 or 9 people that went on that delegation are all going to be granted citizenship when normally it takes 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to be granted citizenship, which is great. And they're going back in October. So when they come back, that's when we're going to have the town hall meeting.
Okay.
So
great.
You don't twice. And right now, Irritated Gene is in Uganda. So, you know, we need to hear from our folks that are on the ground because the news is not going to tell the story.
Sure. I wouldn't expect them to, especially the Western press. I wouldn't expect them to, you know. I'm quite sure that these African countries, by taking this move, the European countries are suffering. They're pissed.
Yeah.
They felt that this shit has been lasting for hundreds of years, so they expect it to last forever. You know? They expected they could take advantage of us and do whatever the hell they wanted to do to us forever. And so I'm looking at brothers and sisters here in the States finally saying, you know what? To hell with this. Let us go back. Let us go back to Africa. Let us go home. Let us find that place where we can belong. And also, too, I'm looking at South Africa and Northern Africa. You can't continue to be on this continent treating African people the way you do. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that we got these young people who are stepping up, and and the minds of them are much different than these leaders. So some of the leaders are beginning to listen to these young
people. They better. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have no choice. Because the people are behind the youth, and the youth are getting to understand what's really going down.
Right.
And they don't want to continue begging for money when we got all the resources we need. We don't beg for nothing. They need to be begging from us.
Mm-hmm. So I'm saying it's now is the time. Now is the time. There's no better time like the present, like right now. Now is the time. So I'm feeling very good about the prospects, and I agree with you that I felt the same way when I watched the piece that Brother Umar. Now, my brother Armand sent, and I'm like, man, I love this piece. It's just the things that are being said is the things that I would hope would be said by an African leader, you know, to recognize not just Burkina Faso or Niger or Mali or Ghana or whatever. No, it's to recognize the continent of Africa as one people. You know, this is what Nkrumah. This is what Patrice Lumumba, this is what they were talking about. You know?
Right. Now, I think I mentioned this before, in 2026, there's going to be an African Unionist Forum that's going to have, I think, as many African countries represented as possible. And they're talking about African states, but... it's just the African countries that they're trying to bring together. And the forum is only going to be in English and French. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of problem with that because there's some people on the continent that speak Portuguese.
Right.
And
speak Spanish.
So I don't know why they want to exclude them.
Right.
But,
and there should be no exclusion. They better find a way, get some interpreters and find a way that everybody's on the continent that you want to reach, because we're all Africans, and it's because of colonization, it's because of racism and imperialism that this has happened to us. So we need to listen. We need to hear that one voice, that one message.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I agree.
Oh Oh, man, it's a good day, Mama Nubuntu. It really is. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Man, I tell you. Yep, I can't wait till we, you know, have the opportunity, you know, that the information will be spread in a way that all of us have an opportunity to hear what's going on with us. That's great. It's going to be great. It really is. It really is. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So what is the Pan-African Federalist Movement?
We have a meeting tonight. You were supposed to be in, I think Fonta was supposed to contact you. Did she contact you yet?
Yes. Yes, I got a message today. Yes.
Oh, because I suggested that you be representing the PFM at the Conscious Corner.
Okay.
On the 16th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to call her after. I got it as I was listening to preparing the program. And so I'm going to contact her as soon as I'm done with the program. Yes, I'm excited about that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking forward to that. And then the night before, they have a film, little film festival,
mm-hmm.
where they're going to join Taifa and Nkechi Taifa. I think it's a short video that depicts the history of reparations all the way up to the present.
Okay.
And it's done through illustrations, you know, how they draw and real quickly. And it's a way for maybe young people to get a better understanding of what reparations is about. And they're also going to show a film that's very soul-taking. I mean, it's about our ancestors. And it's done in a way, it's only 7 minutes long, but it has images of our ancestors. Some of their faces are hidden. But you can tell it's like our ancestors, you know, our promise to our ancestors is to get the reparations and to liberate our people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good soul-taking film that resonates with you even afterwards. I still feel it to this day. Right, you know, it's just very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be at Decatur High School on Friday before the main festival.
Okay, it's going to be at Decatur High School. Mm-hmm. Who's on that? Who's making the presentations?
Nkechi's going to be here.
Okay.
Flying
her
in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's going to be here the weekend. That'll be great.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful, family. Yeah, Africa's rise. Africa has risen. We got to put it that way. Africa has risen. And we ain't rising. We have risen, and we're ready. You know, if you want something from Africa, you pay fair market value for it. No longer are they going to be taken advantage of. No longer are we going to be exploited. No longer, you know. So, yeah, I'm loving this time. I never thought I'd see it in my time. I always hoped that I would, but now that I'm experiencing it. I'm so elated, you know. Yeah. Because, I mean, how we have been dealt with, things that have happened to us are just so egregious, you know. So humiliating. But now here we come, y'all. Here we come. And I'm loving it. I love the idea that we have the ability to do for ourselves, control our own resources. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here we come, family. Here we come.
Yeah, we need to get to the universities for these youth and these students to be understanding what PAFM is about and not sure what their information they're getting about what's going down in Sahel State, you know. So I'm going to see if I can reach out to some students there.
Right.
We can get them to come to the town hall meeting so they'll be briefed on what's going on from the ground perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The beauty.
I can talk with Akin Lele. He would, I know he has students that he's been working with and actually teaching what reparations is about,
mm-hmm.
but also what's going on the continent as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great time. It's a yeah. great time for us. And I know, too, Mama Nabantu, in this unfortunate technological age that we're in, there's a lot of opportunity for, you know, for those agent provocateurs or saboteurs, you know. It's a lot of opportunity for those Negroes to that side with the Caucasians and to do the wrong to us and our legitimate aspirations for unity and self-determination and sovereignty. So, and I'm saying we've got to deal with them swiftly. You know, we ain't talking about we find somebody in some European court or European prison. Hell no. We establish our own and we treat and we deal with them accordingly. Because this is a time that, you know, it's scary. But it's beautiful. You know, it is. This is a deep awakening. So, you know. I'm looking forward to the years ahead. I hope I take care of myself enough to be here to watch it. It's going to be beautiful, you know. And theoretically, you know, ideally, it should happen without, because as long as this has happened to us, everything's substantiated. There's nothing that we lying about. It is historical. It has happened to us. And that continent is ours. I can't argue for us. Like, there's some of us who want us to, I ain't African. You know, we weren't,
right.
You know, then fine. That's fine.
Those people.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
What's happening now, they'll say what they gonna say now.
Yeah.
You know, they want to support that, but at the same time, they want to say they're not African. Mm-hmm. They better wake up.
Yeah. But if, you know, for those who have that mindset that you're not, then so be it. Then you stay there. But the bottom line is, don't mess with us. Don't mess with us. Mm-hmm. Especially don't do any bidding on behalf of the cracker. Because I'm going to tell you, those individuals should be dealt with very severely. They should be publicly executed. I'm serious. They should be publicly in the evening. Everybody could see them. I don't know what kind of execution it'd be, beheading, guillotine, or electric chair. I don't give a damn. But we can't have it. We have to have all of us moving, you know, in the same direction, with the same stride, with the same feeling, you know. This is very deep, y'all. This is very deep, you know. And,
right.
And so I know that for us to try to say, okay, well, yeah, this is how we're going to do it here, that we're going to educate brothers and sisters here through independent schools, and their whole purpose is to go to the motherland, to go back to Africa to now run plants, build roads, ports, schools, hospitals, and so forth, you know. And I can understand that, but Africa needs those brothers and sisters on the continent need it as well. So let's go to the continent where it's going to happen, you know. Take your expertise there to where it's going to happen.
Right. One of the things they stress is that they welcome people from the diaspora, but they want them to come with skills
right.
to do something.
Exactly.
Not just to retire,
right.
but to come there to work.
Right. Now, you know, I ain't going to come there to work. I come there to supervise because I'm not, I ain't 30 years old. I ain't 40 years old, you know. But I'll do whatever I can to make it a reality for us as a people.
You know, education is still a skill. Young people, they're still thinking. They have taught those some of those young children that Columbus discovered America. You know, there's a lot we can educate them.
Oh, no doubt. They need to be educated in the knowledge of themselves. They need to understand who they are. Because, you know, colonization was just as bad for our brothers and sisters on the continent as it was for us with our enslavement here and throughout the diaspora. So, I mean, these folks have done a job on us, and so we need all hands on deck, so to speak, in terms of changing this whole thing around, you know, giving us the knowledge, giving us the ability. Everything that we have is on the continent. Everything that we need is on the continent. You know, we can build. We could build roads that'll crisscross the continent and not mess with the migrations of animals. So you can still see the beauty of the migration of the animals in Tanzania and in Uganda and so forth, wherever, you know, do things that would improve the agriculture, that we can feed the whole, literally Africa, because it is believed, you know, they always talk about jungle. No, Africa has, South America has more jungle than Africa. You know, and so, but we could be able to feed the world, you know, just as Brother Charlie said, we're going to use solar energy, not oil, you know, use solar energy, turn it into electricity and so forth to empower for energy on the planet, I mean, on the continent, you know. So the modern technologies is there. It's going to be there, and it's going to be beautiful as we use them and bring African people and even the brothers and sisters who are in villages and who've been, because, you know, when I drove from Accra to Kumasi, or when I went up north, you know, and the road, the Chinese built the road. I rode up there before they built the road, and that was one hell of a drive. Believe me, you know, it's just like when you're about to come to a stop, and those bumps are in the road to let you know to slow down. Imagine driving like that for hours. For hours. Yeah, for real. In fact, it was vibrating so tough, we stopped and tightened up the hinges on the doors and stuff from all that rattling. But when they built that road, you know, they built it near some of the villages, and you could see them still living in the huts, still living, you know, where there's a water spigot right there that they had to share with everybody else and so forth, outhouses and so forth. But, you know, to me, if you want to live like that, you can live like that.
Yeah.
But we're going to provide for you other mechanisms for your convenience. And if you want that, you're going to have that. You know, that's the thing. You know, when they talk about Africa, Africans are the most resourceful people on the planet because we're the first people on the planet. We've been here. We've been here for hundreds of thousands of years. You know.
Yeah.
So, Mama Nabantu, appreciate you, and I know I know you share the excitement that I do, and I know the Pan-African Federalist Movement is right where it needs to be to help make this thing happen.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Love it. Yep. I love it. So, all right, Mama Nabantu, bless you, dear. What's coming up?
What's coming up?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's coming up this weekend.
Okay.
But I know that there's going to be something I'm going to be vending my ice cream at. I believe it's, what day is it? I have to go. I have to send you the flyer. Okay. The women's black, the black women farmers here.
Okay.
They're having an event, and I'll vend in my collard green ice cream there.
Well, collard green ice cream, y'all. You should put some nuts in it.
Oh, we're going to have little bowls of stuff you can add to it.
Chocolate
and walnuts.
All right. Okay, Mama.
Yeah, I like to take ginger beer and mix it with.
Oh, ginger beer. Know, yeah. Okay.
You do the root beer. Well, instead of root beer, you just do the
ginger beer.
Beer
floats on with collard green ice cream. Ginger so beer floats with collard green ice cream, y'all. I say. All right, Mama Napontu.
Okay.
Have a blessed day. All right.
All right. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you. Peace. We end this program, like we end all of our programs, with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do it out, and they sure in hell don't want to pay for it. Brothers and sisters, it's a beautiful day. Every day is going to be a beautiful day, this point forward, as we begin to understand how important it is for us to be independent, self-determining, liberated, and sovereign. That's right. It's going to happen in our time. Let's make it happen. Let's keep the foot, you know, on the pedal. Keep it on the gas. Let's move. And every chance that we can move, let's move. Brothers and sisters, have a blessed and wonderful day. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Bibi Fahardie. Bibi Fahardie means our victorious destiny. Yes, brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. See you on Friday. All right. Peace, y'all. Bibi Fahardie, Mama Labonte, brother Irv, Bibi Fahardie, man.
Peace. Wait, Mama Labonte, I want to say hello to you. And one thing I love about when you come on, you are not a pontificate. If you have something to say, you say it. If you don't have anything to say, you won't say anything.
That's true. No, that is true, man.
They just got to be comfortable. You know, black people, this shit, we go African. No, you said, she'll say, well, what else, mama? That's it? I got no say. What we talking about?
Thank you, brother.
All right.
I love it.
All right. All right, family.
All right, big brother. Good job.
Oh, yeah.